Amanda, hello. I was just dialing you.
Hey, Peggy, this is Peter.
Yeah, I was just dialing you.
Exactly. I was giving you calls from, like, past 2 days, but I was getting no response.
Oh, I know. I have been busy. I have been, and a couple times I tried to catch you, and I missed you, and I was in the middle of a meeting, and I couldn't come back. It's been crazy.
No problem. No problem, Peggy.
Yeah.
I completely understand.
It's been kind of unusual because I've got people leaving for London today, and I have other things that I need to do for Paris. I'm like,
Well,
so,
that, I guess that's completely exciting for you.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. It kind of has inspired me.
Exactly. Well, Peggy, I just need to update you that we have added the Germany section in the current offers. Okay, whatever PDF file you sent me, that is uploaded on the website. Okay. The second thing which you sent me, 8 reasons to use Travel Advisor, we have added that on the About Us section. Okay. And then we had eight pictures which will be going on the gallery in the footer. So we have added those 8 pictures in the gallery in the footer too. Okay.
Okay.
And then there was one invoice missing of that $640.
I got the invoice.
Yeah.
You.
Mm-hmm. I've sent you the invoice.
I got that.
Mm-hmm. So now, what are the next changes? If you can guide me about those, I can work on those too.
Where do I go to go look at the website?
Well, let me send you the link on your email, okay?
Okay.
And the email you have is, I guess, Travel Lady?
Yes.
Okay, let me send you the link.
Who's this? Oh, that's my troll. Who? What? Ah. Okay. Now, I got to have a couple other questions.
Yeah, sure.
But I'll wait until I see the website. Did you say that there was an email that came with the website for the business?
I'm not really sure of that. I just sent you an email, and that email I've attached the link.
Got it.
Just make sure that you open that link on the desktop. Okay. And
got
then
it.
In the current offer section, if you click on the Germany section, if you click on View Details, you can see that we have uploaded those pictures, the content which was in the file, and the 3 hotel suggestions we have in the map. And on the Europe Express logo, we have attached the link to, which was on the PDF file. So it will take people to the Europe Express website.
Okay. Wait a minute. Let me go back here. Okay, so we got personalized itineraries.
Mm-hmm.
So these still have Latin things on them, or
on,
Italian.
Yeah, that if you want, we can remove this dummy text, and we can just simply say personalized itineraries, nothing else.
I gave you things to put underneath of there.
On these two? I guess
on those 3 boxes.
Okay, let me check my
knowledgeable tour guide. Yeah, I gave you verbiage for that.
Let me check. Let me check on my email. I've got the file for 8 reasons to use for travel advisors. Peggy, if you can please send me the verbiage for that again, I would really appreciate that, your gesture, because I guess you might have sent to Jason previously, who was handling you.
Yeah, it might have gone to Jason. Okay, so I'll look for that and send that to you. Okay.
No problem. No problem with that. Okay.
Okay, and then the only thing is I want my logo up there. I sent you my logo and I sent you my picture.
Okay, have you sent it to me or to Jason?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I sent it to you because...
Yeah, I guess it's written, come along with Peggy, travel planner, tour guide. And
yeah.
there's a woman carrying a pink bag and a pink woman. Is that your logo?
Yeah.
Okay, I will be uploading that on the website. However,
okay.
Yes, I have your picture too. So
okay.
That picture will go on the website too, right?
Right, right.
And on which
now,
section?
About me section. I would like my picture up there where it says Dream Vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Explore beautiful destinations around the world. I want that off.
Mm-hmm.
I want Search Your Next Dream Vacation. I want that off.
Okay.
And I want my picture. And what I'm going to put in there is I'm going to put something about Paris because I don't have my Paris tours on here
mm-hmm.
yet because I've been
mm-hmm.
so busy fussing with the flyers.
Exactly. So I'll remove this explore beautiful destination around the world, okay? And on the we have a picture in the background of Paris, of the Eiffel Tower. So do you want me to remove that picture and add yours, or do you want your picture
no,
too
no,
and this one too?
That's fine.
Okay.
That picture's fine.
Okay.
Okay.
After that, you will be sending me the verbiage for these three boxes?
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other thing is on current offers. Are these ones I sent you?
Yes. The first one, if you can click on Germany view details, you've sent me a flyer for Germany, and we have added that same flyer on the website.
Yes. Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, that looks so good. Yes, yes, yes. Nature adventure, take that out. I don't want to have anything. It's nature adventure. Honeymoon vacation, take that out.
Okay.
Did I send you screwed? No, I didn't send you Yeah, I'm having trouble getting them. They got these things that I go to on the website, but it's really hard for some reason to get them over to you. So instead of having all this extra stuff, just put Germany for now, and then I'll find the other stuff because I want to do Germany, I'm going to do Paris, I'm going to do Ireland and Italy. That's what I'm trying to get there. And
okay, then. Mm-hmm. Then I'll do one thing, that this nature, adventure, honeymoon, vacation, and stunning cruise tours, I'll hide these sections for now. Okay, so once you send me the Paris, the Ireland information, I'll just make these sections available and we'll edit it according to Paris and everything. But for now, I'll hide these sections.
That'll be great.
Okay.
Because that's looking good. That's looking good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now on... let's finish this opening page here. We got current offers, okay. On these popular destinations, we discussed this, that we were going to move, put something else there. I didn't want that there because I don't remember why. Where's my note? Get off. That's a cat on top of me. Because I don't need to tell people what popular destinations are because they're contacting me about specific that I'm.
So do you want me to hide this section for now?
Yeah, hide this section for now, and I'll find you something else. We could do something else with that, but destinations.
Popular destinations
need
to be hidden, right? Let me light it down.
Yeah, no popular destinations, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and then down here where you have, like, the reviews that are kind of, like, scrolling, that's fine.
Okay.
Although I might change a couple of pictures, but those are fine. They won't be an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the gallery, this gallery here, where'd that come from? If we could put my pictures in the gallery there, that'd be great because I can give you more.
Yeah, sure. If you can provide me with those pictures, I'll update those in the gallery section.
Okay. And then I did have, I did have a sale thing to send you, but it's over with. It's over with. I can't. I gotta find another one.
Okay.
Actually, here, instead of putting sale for the new year. I do not want book now anywhere. Yeah.
Okay.
On that, okay, we get rid of the gallery. On that banner there, I'm going to find something else for that. So
sure.
The sales too mm-hmm. quickly and over too soon, so I may not be able to use it because I can't keep up with the emails you're giving me now. So if
mm-hmm.
I got them on the website, chances
mm-hmm.
are they'll expire before I get a chance to get back and change it. So
let's
leave that blank now, and I can find something else to go there because I know where one of the other places, like where that gallery is, what
mm-hmm.
I really want to put there is information about my tours to Paris. I haven't done that yet. I mean,
okay.
I have it, but I have to get it together and get it sent to you because I usually did it via email.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure, no problem. You can take your time. Whenever you get time, just send me the content and the pictures for the gallery section, which needs to go on the website, and I'll update that.
Right, that's great. Okay, then that page is shaping up pretty nicely. Now, on the page about us, I want that picture. I had, go away. I want that timeline, the timeline thing. I want that going.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want that gone. Now, 8 reasons to use a travel advisor. That's very nice. That'll go there. That'll fit nice there. And then I thought I did. Okay. I gave you, let's see, we got 3 independent travel. That's FIT. That's what I do. We got, I don't need world office.
Okay.
World office. Full facility. That would be a group. And I thought I sent you verbiage on group. Let me write that down.
Okay, so world office will be removed and full facility will be removed too?
Yeah.
Okay.
3 independent, and then we're going to put one that's going to be group.
Okay.
Here we go. Get another page here.
And what about worldwide office?
Nope, don't have worldwide office.
Oh, okay.
Where's my? I'm trying to get my office organized too, so that when I go live, I got everything at my fingertips.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I can wait. I can.
Okay.
Yeah, I can wait for you. That's not a problem.
I got it. And then click here for more information. That'd be fine. Okay. I need a different picture there. I don't like the mountains. And see, my pictures that I have don't do that long landscape thing. So maybe we'll do a London thing. So maybe I'll go back to that website and look at the photos. Photo.
Mm-hmm.
Or under About Us.
Okay. So we have done the About Us. I guess these were the changes which you just assigned me. Previously on
uh-huh.
the About Us section and on the current offer section.
Right.
And
okay. And,
mm-hmm.
On this, you see where it says it's not the years in your life, but the life in your years. I want that verbiage in that banner to go under About Us.
Oh, it's on the home page or on which page do you see that verbiage?
Oh, it is under About Us. Excuse me, I didn't see that. Pardon me. Pardon
mm-hmm.
me. But I'm going to change that picture because that picture should go with one of the reviews. Okay, so I see that now. Okay. Okay, and then destination. Okay, now up here, where it says destinations and gallery, what
mm-hmm.
I want to do is I want to make one that's all about my Paris tour.
Okay, so we can rename the section. We can, instead of gallery, we can say my Paris tour.
And destinations is the same thing. Actually, that destination, it should be under destinations. I wanted to say Paris tours, and then under gallery, I wanted to say London and Europe tours.
Okay, then we can add a drop-down menu under destinations.
Uh-huh.
We can write down Paris tour. And under gallery, we can write Europe tour, right?
Yes. Or the other thing is on the Paris thing, you can say Paris and London.
Okay, my Paris and London tour, right?
Yeah, tours, yeah. And then
okay.
under gallery would be Europe tours, European tours, or Europe tours, because I got stuff from Inside Vacations that I can put there.
Okay, it will be European tours.
Yeah.
Under gallery, right?
Right.
Okay, we've got.
Okay. And then on the next thing where it says contact,
mm-hmm.
right over here where it says where to find us, I want my picture. I don't want any central office. And you put and you have my information, right, to go there, right?
Yes, the email, phone, I have that. Do you want the address section or should I remove that? Because I have...
No, I don't want the address because most people aren't going to send me anything. It'll be email. Maybe we can put the Facebook thing there.
Okay. So these will be the changes for the contact page. On the contact page, we need to remove the central office.
Yes.
Okay. We need to add your picture.
Right. And that banner, I need a different banner picture, too, because that's a
okay.
banner picture. That's a okay. different banner change.
And the information will be updated for your phone and
okay.
email. But I guess we have two emails of you. So which one do you want
so,
that on the website?
Well, Travel Lady is my business email.
Okay.
But I thought I thought you said something about an email that came with the website, or I could get an email with the website. And
mm-hmm.
and I need to know because my host agency is offering an email service.
Your host agency?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're offering an email so I can email clients.
Exactly. I guess that will be with your business name, right?
I'm not sure. I didn't sign up for it because I didn't know what I had with you guys.
Mm-hmm. Let me I will be confirming that with my department, and I'll get back to you. I can give you a call, or I can let you know by email, okay?
Oh, yeah. Just go ahead and email me. Because I'm expecting some other calls. And
mm-hmm.
the other thing I'm thinking about doing is getting another phone because this one is just getting so full of stuff. And
exactly.
The new phone would be just for personal, and I could tell my family and friends to use that phone and then just keep this one for business.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm getting too many calls overlapping, and I can't hold them and connect them and switch back and forth. So I thought, okay,
mm-hmm.
it's time for a new phone.
That's
I would use my landline. Except my landline just rings all the time anyway with solicitors. I can't get any work done.
Okay.
So that's why
that would be great.
The only
okay.
The landline.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Peggy, so the changes, I wrote down all of the changes on your home page, about a section, the destinations gallery, and the contact page. Everything, I've got it. And it will take
yes.
24 to 48 hours for me to get back to you with these changes completed. And as soon as
sure.
they're done, I can email you, and we can schedule a call, and we can work on the further changes, too, okay?
Right. Let's see, what is today, Wednesday? Okay, yeah, I should be free and clear from here on out.
Okay.
And where are you guys located again?
We are in San Jose, California.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm in St. Louis, Missouri, obviously. You may probably know that. But we're
mm-hmm.
going through a heat wave, right?
Yeah, exactly. I know that.
Yeah, and it's been – and see with the heat wave, if we have power failures.
Oh.
Yeah. I've seen it. We're talking about over 100 degrees, and it is unprecedented because we don't get weather like this until late August, and it's usually only one or two days. But we're on our second week here, so this is. Not good, and they're telling everybody to stay home. I mean, the stores are empty, but I had to run out and get some food. It's amazing how much food you eat when you're home all the time.
Exactly, and you need to stay hydrated, too, in this heat wave.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. So that's what I did. I went and bought I got sick of tea and water, and I've got a couple other things. It's so hot, my cats won't even go out, and they like it warm. So I just go out and water the plants, fill up the bird bath with water, and then just come inside. But I had to go. I had it. Important
mm-hmm.
stuff I had to do today. And I thought, let's just get it done because
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be here for a while.
Yeah, that
would
be great. Just take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Stay hydrated because you know that.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Peggy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I've been online with my suppliers that I want to use, because I'm you know, I get inundated with tons of suppliers, so I'm just picking the ones I want to use. But in order to get to the archive or the library or the marketing thing that they say, I have to jump through a lot of hoops. And someone fill out a form, others I have to look at two webinars to get, you know, that sort of thing. So that took longer than I thought it was going to be.
I understand.
Some were, it's like, oh, yeah, here it is, you know, you can send it. But then with the PDFs, I'm not real cool on the PDFs. And there's a place on the on those flyers that I send where I can put my information in, and I haven't been able to get that to work. So that's why I've been on the phone with my supplier saying, show me how to do this. And, you know, of course, I'm waiting forever because, you know, they're going crazy with clients and everything. So that's what I've been doing. And I think it was, I guess it was Sunday, I was so brain dead, I didn't do anything. I just vegetated because it was just, you know, it was starting to get hot. And and I just got more done. But you, now, the pictures that I sent you, when I sent them to you, were you able, did they come separately or did they come in a folder?
No, they came separately. I downloaded them separately, and then I uploaded on the website. So that was the correct way. Yeah, you can send me in the same form, the pictures, and I'll get the pictures, okay?
Okay, good, because, I mean, I got two external hard drives with tons of pictures on them, and that's another thing I'm kind of, you know, foggy with, is after a while I looked at so many pictures, I couldn't remember what I was looking at. And some of them were usable and some of them weren't, but on my Facebook page, I have a lot of really good pictures and even a couple of videos, but I can I can save the videos for over there. But I just need to know about the web, about the email address, because if I go to my host agency, see, I don't have a lot of clients. They said it's up to 100 clients, you get it for free. I got 50, the best, you're the most. So I thought I could use it for free, and it's designed for sending flyers and information and brochures and things like that to your clients. So I don't have to build it or download it and get it onto Gmail. Yeah.
Well, for the email, I guess I can connect you to my technical lead. I guess you had a word with him previously, David Morgan, and he can guide you about the emails too. However, he needs to have some word with you too, so you guys can discuss about the emails too and the other things. So can you hold on the line? Let me connect you to David.
Okay. Well, thanks. I'm glad we got connected. I've been busy, so I gave you lots of stuff to do.
Let me connect you to David.
Okay. I haven't got anything for you guys. That's en français, I got that. Oh, that one. Okay. Shoot.
Hey, Peggy, this is David. How are you?
Fine.
Oh, perfect. So how's your day going today?
Oh, okay. It's pretty hot here.
Oh.
So everybody's, you know, packed in.
Yeah, the work is work. Work is money, you know?
Yeah.
So how's your business going nowadays?
Well, I did have 2 sales, so that's really good, and I haven't even tried. So I'm scrambling to get myself set up with my suppliers so that when I do go live with the website, I'll have quick access, and I won't have to be delayed in looking for stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
That's because Peter just told me, like, you're basically taking a little time to respond with the thing. So this is why a website, it takes a little time to get everything roll on.
Yeah.
But else I just seen the website at this moment, the pictures is basically replaced, and the revisions which you asked for, it's almost done. And some of the things, as soon as you send us, then we will go ahead and replace that, and as well as the your packages which you would like to add on the first page. So with that, those will be added up there as well. So the thing is, as we are moving forward to get your website developed, so I need to make sure that the website which you are basically having at this moment, you want your website to be visible for all the devices as well, like for
the
mobile users.
No, I don't want to do that.
What
I just have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know if in the stuff that I bought from you guys, do I have an email?
Yes. You do have a business email, which is basically we are going to create it for you, and we'll give you the access so which you can manage it to your own.
Okay, what actually is it? What is it?
Mm-hmm.
What's it called?
Oh, perfect. So the thing is, as we're getting your website to be in the development stage, and on your website, you want it to be available for every mobile user. Let's say if someone is
I don't want mobile. No. I don't want that. No. I just want to know what my email is. Is this going to cost me extra, or is it already in my package?
No, it's already in your package.
Okay. So what is my email address? Comealongwithpeggy.com?
Let me just see your domain name first, and according to that, we'll give you the suggestions which you can go for. The comealongwithpeggy.com is your email, so you can use the info comealongwithpeggy.com or sales or the support or whatever you have in your mind. After that, we can add the comealongwithpeggy.com.
Yeah, I'm on comealongwithpeggy.com. That's my email. Okay.
Yeah. So before that, what you are basically looking to add, like the info, support, sales?
No, I don't need any of that. It's just that my host agency was offering email service, and I didn't want to do that if I already had something in place. I didn't know.
Yeah, you already have it with us. Don't need to worry about the email.
Oh,
you have unlimited business email addresses.
All right, that's great. That's
okay,
that'll be
perfect.
Fine. Okay.
And else, we just discussed that you don't want your website to be visible for the mobile users. So, yeah, we can go ahead and just stuck with the same design which we are basically using at this moment. And the only thing after this which we need to basically adding on your website, that is the security, which we already discussed before, just to making sure the stuff – sorry?
Didn't we already do that?
No, like we gave you the hosting server, which includes the business email addresses and the website maintenance. But this is something which is basically the security for your website. So as soon as your website goes live and on search engine, so Googlebot will basically going to recognize your website and review it.
What is in the silver website package? Oh, here it is. I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Banner. Back images. Okay.
Mhm.
Sign up area. Okay. I don't want the live crap. No mobile stuff.
Mhm.
Facebook page. Okay, so I get Facebook page design.
Mhm.
Okay. Ownership. Okay. I have it. So that's why I needed my invoices, so I knew what I had.
Yeah, I think you already have it. Peter already sent it to you.
Yeah, I got it. So I got all three of my invoices now.
Oh,
but
perfect.
But under the silver...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, did the email come with the first thing I bought? The website development? Did the web...
Email is something which we are giving you on the hosting server.
Okay. Oh, okay, with the hosting server. Okay.
Yeah.
So
now,
the up to a business website package, what was that?
Sorry?
I got something that I paid $643 for that was upgrade to business website package.
That is for the getting your website to be more attractive with the hover effects, with the animation, with some couple of relevant videos according to the nature of your business, which will be adding up once your website is developed. It's already is in the process, so as soon as we are done with the revisions, the hover effects, the animations, the little more attractive things you will be seeing on your website.
Okay. So I'm just trying to keep track of what all I got here. So,
sure, no worries.
Okay. No, I don't
know. So anything else for this?
No.
Oh, perfect. So the only thing, the last thing, which we just need to add up on your website, just because of you already putting out your pictures on your website at this moment, and now we are getting your website double up to get your website functional. So we need to make sure that your website could be secured with the security layers, just because of as soon as we are done with the development, we will go ahead and submit your website to the search engine just for the approval from the Google, from the Bing, from the Yahoo. And as soon as Google and Yahoo and Bing give us the approval to get your website to be on search engine, then we will go ahead and get your website live. So we need to make sure that your website will be secured fully just because of the Google requirements. These are the Google requirements which needs to be followed to get the website to be on search engine.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is something which is the last thing which your website in need of, and after that there is nothing which you can go for, and you are good to go to launch this website.
How much is it going to cost?
This is just going to be the one-time fee for this security protocol, and I can give you the names as well, which we are going to integrate it on your website. That is the Norton Security.
Norton?
Yeah, and the second one is TLS. That is Transport Layer Security. So these two protocols, these two plugins will be adding up onto your website. And for the cost, let me just check the cost for you. Give me a quick moment.
Because I already got Norton.
Norton?
Yeah, I already got Norton.
If you already got it, so definitely you will be having the certificate as well, the seal, which will be given out to you with the person who basically gave you this.
Okay,
do you have
Norton
a seal?
Norton and what else was it?
The TLS, Transport Layer Security.
TLN. P as in Paul, LN?
No, T as in Telly, L as in Larry, S as in Sam.
Oh, PLS. Okay.
Yeah. So these two plugins needs to be installed to get your website visible on search engine. And let me just check the cost for this for you. Give me a quick moment.
Yeah. Shit. All the money. All right, where's my Norton crap at?
Okay, so as soon as you sign up for the security feature, you will be getting a certified seal, which is embedded on your website along with the name of yours. So it means that your website is fully secured, and you have the complete authorization to show it to anywhere. And this is just going to cost you for the one time, for the lifetime fee. There is no renewal, no monthly, no yearly charges. This is just going to cost you $699.
$699
for the one time, for the lifetime fee. There is no renewals, no monthly, no yearly charges.
$699.
Yes, ma'am. And the name which I gave you, these two plugins will be installed on your website. And as I said, you will be getting the certified seal, which will be embedded with the name of yours, Peggy Eggers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, So the Norton that I have on my computer now, the only reason I have it is I used to have LifeLock. And Norton bought LifeLock, or LifeLock bought Norton. I don't know what the thing is. But I do have that already on my computer. Is this going to be something separate that's just for the website? I mean, it's not going to overlap what I have on my computer.
No, like this is something which is for everything separately. Like everything needs the security layers. So for the websites, you have the different antiviruses, the anti-softwares, which is basically adding up. So the Norton and the TLS, it's just for the website users. Yeah.
Okay, it's just for the website. It's not for what I already have with Norton as far as protecting my privacy and all that.
Yeah, like if you're talking about your own one, so this is something which you're getting. But for the website, it's something which is different.
Okay. I just want to make sure that it doesn't overlap.
No worries. Because, you don't need to worry about that.
Yeah, because that's happened a couple of times. I have so much security on this laptop, sometimes I can't get stuff done because it's blocking me all the time. It's like, oh, be afraid. You know. All right, it's done and over with. Okay, let me see where I put it on. I guess I have to put it on. I can't put it on that one. Let's put it on. We'll put it on this one. Okay, master. Okay, Visa.
Okay, perfect.
And send me.
Can you please come again?
Okay, account number?
Mm-hmm. 4388 5773 5773, right?
Correct.
Okay, may note expiration.
1123.
1123. Okay, may
note the
CVV.
Oh, it's Chase. Yeah, that's right. Okay, you need the CVO 264.
264. Okay, perfect. Let me just forward these details to my billing department to moving forward with it, the $699, and the 8% tax will be on top of this, which will be applied on the service. And as soon as the payment has been processed, we'll send you the confirmation along with the invoice just for your records, okay?
Yes, I do want that, yes.
You can just give me a quick moment, okay? Just stay with me over the phone.
Sure. Okay. Photo. About us, change banner.
God, that's been like $3,000. All right.
Okay, so Peggy there.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. So I just got a notification from a billing department. The payment has been processed, and you got the paid invoice as well for that.
Yeah, I got dinged already, Sergeant.
Oh, perfect, perfect. So what I can do for you, I'll go ahead and add that security features installed on your website and have Peter to moving forward with this. And I do have one question, like why you don't want your website to be visible for the mobile users, just why you want to use your website only on desktops?
Because the people that I usually, my clients do not do that much on their phones.
Like if
we're talking about,
mm-hmm.
and I know they won't do it. They might get a text from me. They might look at an email, but if they get a text from me, they're going to go to the computer and look online. I know that for a fact.
Nowadays, I do not. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's nowadays that's what they do, but I know that's what you're supposed to do, but they won't do it, and I know it. I know it. Now, if something happens later on that I may need to add it, I'll do that later, but right now I really don't need it because
okay.
I don't need that.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I can only handle so much. I'm just one person.
Oh, and this is not something which you need to handle with your customers with this. This is something which is easy for your customer. Let's say if I am your customer, I don't have a desktop in front of me at the right of way. Like, so what I can do, you can just call me or text me at that moment. Yeah, this is my website domain. You can just pull it up on your phone. But just because of this, you're not available on phones. So how people can basically going to view your website there?
No, they won't pull it up on their phone. No, not the people that I work with. They won't do that. No.
Are you sure about this?
No. Oh, yeah. I know my clients. I know my
okay.
clients. The other thing, even if I got new clients,
mm-hmm.
And I have people from out of the state or something, that you know, like a younger person or something like that, no, they'll go to the website. They won't look it on the phone.
But I would
not
recommend
for
you.
Mm-hmm. I'm not like Amazon where they can order things off the phone. No.
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah.
But nowadays, if I can say, I would recommend you to be on phone, like be on for available for mobile users as well. This is for your betterment, I can say.
Yeah, I know that, but I don't want it.
Okay. Like, that's totally your choice. Yeah, in the future, we can go ahead and get this thing adding up on your website.
Something happened
to,
and I got to, you know, redo a whole bunch of things in it, everything. We'll just got to take one step at a time, and let's just wait and see what happens.
Okay, perfect.
I don't want to be.
We can do it this way then. No worries about it. We can just go ahead and give you the update in the next 48 to 56 business hours. And Peter is the one who can give you a call and give you the update on that. And you can have words with him. And if you need any assistance from me, so you can just call me on over the phone. Or otherwise, you can just carry on from with Peter.
Okay, will do. Okay.
Oh, yep. Okay.
Sorry.
Anything else I can help you with?
No, that's all. I'm sorry.
Oh. Perfect. Thank you.
All righty, bye.
Yeah, have a wonderful